Welcome to Witness Radio Broadcast Program. This is Witness Radio, connecting indigenous and local community voices.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of our new program, Know Your Land and Environmental Rights, proudly brought to you by Witness Radio Uganda. I'm Eunice Nangobi, and I'm glad to have you join us today as we embark on this journey of learning and empowerment. As we start this journey, we want to assure you that we shall be bringing you more episodes in the same line with the Know Your Land and Environmental Rights program. In recent years, Uganda has witnessed a concerning surge in land grabs, leaving millions homeless and countless others at risk of displacement. This crisis is largely driven by multinational corporations acquiring land for large-scale agriculture projects, extractive ventures, and infrastructure developments. Adding to the problem, government ministries and agencies, as well as wealthy elites and government big shots, have been at the forefront of these evictions. Using their vast resources, they orchestrate evictions with the backing of Uganda police, the army, and private security firms, disproportionately affecting the poor and vulnerable communities. Witness Radio's latest report on land evictions in Uganda continues to prove the persistence of the problem. According to the findings from the report entitled Forced Land Evictions in Uganda, Trends, Rights of Defenders, Impacts and Call for Action, which was released on the 6th November 2024, more than 360,000 people had faced land eviction challenges in the first half of this year, 2024. The information in the report was gathered for 6 months from January to June 2024, and it depicts the highest rates of land evictions are increasing in the central region, followed by western, northern, and eastern regions. In this educative radio program, experts in the field of land and environment will help us understand the laws and policies surrounding land and environmental rights in Uganda. We host Ms. Joanne Blierali, a legal officer at Witness Radio Uganda. But before this, let's have a short commercial break.
Every day, every hour, tune in to Witness Radio, your number one choice. Witness Radio is the voice of the people. Listen to the power.
Want to stay informed about land and environmental justice struggles? Tune in to Witness Radio.
Our dear listeners, I welcome you back from that short commercial break and to our very first episode of our program, Know Your Land and Environment Rights. In our studios, as I earlier informed you, we have Ms. Joanne from Witness Radio. Ms. Joanne, good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First, land evictions are increasing in Uganda, and Witness Radio has been documenting the prevalence of these cases. The organization is championing the cause to stop land grabs and environmental degradation by educating citizens about their land and environmental rights. Tell us about this initiative and what package you have for us in today's program.
Thank you, Ms. Nangobi Eunice, for this opportunity, and Witness Radio for giving us this platform to educate citizens on their land and environmental rights. Many could be wondering why we are focusing on land and environmental rights. Well, as we all know, land is a source of life, it is a source of livelihood, and a foundation for shelter, identity, and heritage. However, challenges like illegal evictions, land grabbing, and environmental degradation are rising. That is why we felt like there is need for cause to come and sensitize people about their land and environmental rights.
Ms. John, focusing on what you've just said, that degradation is on the rise, how deep is the wound, or how is it affecting us as a country?
As you know, in regards to environmental degradation, statistics actually show that Uganda loses 2.6% of forests per year, which is seen as the highest rate worldwide. This is something you cannot even imagine, I'm telling you, Eunice. This translates a loss of over 200,000 hectares of forests cover annually per National Forestry Authority. Can you imagine that? Since 2023, Uganda lost 77.1 hectares of primary forest, making up 7.2% of its total tree cover loss in the same period, according to the Global Forest Watch. This has really endangered our environment, and I'm telling you this because of this. Trees play a very, very, very critical role in rain conversion. Mm-hmm. These trees actually help in controlling the atmosphere temperatures, which has led also to the high global warming we see in Uganda right now. So there is need to actually find solutions to make sure we curb this situation. Thank you.
Ms. John, can you help enlighten what you think are the key causes of deforestation currently?
The core causes of environmental degradation include commercialization of agricultural sector. You and I can attest to this, that apparently the international companies, we have international companies that have come to Uganda to invest in the agricultural sector, and the these projects need a lot of land to be implemented. Hey, let's look at the Meta Sugar Company in Lugazi. You know, it has consumed a lot of land from Mabura Forest for the sugarcane plantations, you know, and that is really affecting us so much. Another factor that could be that has actually led to deforestation is the high increase in demand for charcoal and firewood. Since we all know, you and me know, that actually the highest population of people in Uganda actually use charcoal for cooking. And in the rural areas, they rely on firewood for cooking. We have also the weak enforcement of forest laws and policies that have also actually greatly led to deforestation in Uganda, where the National Forest Authority has failed to actually be strict on the people cutting trees. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. John, and all our dear listeners who are still tuned in to our first episode of Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. Well, Ms. John, you've talked about large-scale multinational companies degrading the environment through large-scale plantations and other human practices. But these not only degrade the environment, but also contribute a lot to land evictions. Would you help our listener understand what evictions are and how exactly they occur?
Thank you very much, Eunice. Actually, that is a very good topic that we need to discuss about, because we have a lot of land evictions happening in Uganda. And we realized that actually a lot of people confuse illegal evictions and lawful evictions in Uganda here. And I would love to distinguish between what we call illegal evictions and lawful evictions. Illegal evictions that occur when individuals are forcefully removed from the land, often without proper due process as stipulated in the laws of Uganda. Usually, there is no legal justification when it comes to illegal evictions. While with the lawful evictions, under there we have what we call compulsory land acquisitions. This one occurs where the government negotiates with landowners to purchase land for public development projects. In this process, government negotiates and consults people and follows legal due process, which is known to the illegal evictions. So people need to know that there is a very, very big difference because most people actually want to connect these two, and yet they are totally different. However, one of the things we think can reduce on the land eviction rates in Uganda, people need to register their interests on land so that they can have a better bargaining power when it comes to advocating for their land rights. Although the harm caused by these evictions cannot be undone, affected parties have the right to seek redress through the courts and demand for compensation. You and I know that land is a fundamental asset in Uganda, crucial for both rural and urban livelihoods. Although the government has ample land, poor land policies and management practices have led to issues such as land degradation and perceived shortage of land. Uganda's legal framework on the land is grounded. We have three laws that are actually governing the land governance in Uganda, or land management in Uganda. We have the constitution, and in it, where it says all the power, all the land belongs to the citizens of Uganda, but the government holds it on their behalf. And we have the Land Act that also provides for the that provides for the land ownership and management. And we also have the Registration of Titles Act, which regulates for land transactions and registration. For the Ugandan legal framework, we have four tenure systems in Uganda. We have freehold, we have customary, we have milo, and we have leasehold tenure systems. When it gets to lawful eviction, actually, the person that is evicting people or the evictor that is evicting people off land must have actually a court document showing that they have actually have a right to evict those people on land. And you don't have to just evict them. You have to actually negotiate with these people, talk to them, consult them, and you agree on the terms of how the terms of eviction and the payment to make sure that they are adequately compensated. That is how a lawful eviction actually takes place in Uganda, according to the laws of Uganda. Thank you.
Thank you for the vital insights, Ms. Joan. Let's get into a short commercial break and we'll return with an in-depth discussion of the most affected regions.
Nawe ndiye chikomando nchimanyi mbunide chikomando na nzira wafe na ye katiba menye nzira wafe nzira kusitriti ba nzira kusitriti ositegera nzira kusitriti ba ngende kumba
agenda batyo kutiji ingirida ubaba chukola batya tetuwa amanya tugendo kula banga kakande hazene fayro babatu gamantu ya guze chaka kwafe ya guze kwani hetaka yafe
witnessradio.org changes all of that.
This is Witness Radio, connecting indigenous and local community voices.
Witness Radio, uniting local voices in land and environmental justice struggle.
Amanya Zerugano Sorobati, Tuliba Sanyufu, Urunaku Walero, Febaza, Witness Radio, Rokubanti Ze, Wanseno Jetuli Jetuangarida, Jetusanga, Evisiwevi in Jawuro, Nene Jia. Okubanti no yongero kuli dizebirozo byaffe atenga sibiru alero lokka kubange badde janta kera ngekula programu ze zenja ulo abantu bawulira amawulira agenja ulo nabasobola okubanga bayambibwa mu ngeri ezitali zimu okusingira ddala ku yobutonde bwensi na otra bantu bukyuse kyuse mbere y'obudde kyuse olw'ensonga y'emiti okubanti no kisaliddwa amakampuni zigasimbyewo ebintu ebyenja ulo ekalangala basimbyeyo ebinazi ewala basimbyeyo payini basimbyeyo biki naye nga basanyayo buki obutonde bwansi obwaffe bwe twasangibwa nabo.
Witness Radio.
You're still tuned in to Witness Radio and welcome back from that short break. Miss Joan, our listener would like to know the areas most affected by land evictions in Uganda.
Thank you, Ms. Eunice. In Uganda, the region that is mostly affected by land eviction is the central region, followed closely by the western region, the northern, and lastly the eastern. According to some researchers, the reason for the high increase in land eviction in the central region is because the social-cultural bonds that once existed between Milo and Milo landlords and Kibanja holders sadly eroded, as the value of land has surged in the markets, we all know, and you can attest to that. The sense of brotherhood and good neighborliness has diminished, contributing significantly to the rising land disputes and conflicts. The legal framework describes a bond between Milo owners and Kibanja holders, where these days a landowner must actually consult the Kibanja holder in case they want to actually pass on their interest on land, and the vice versa also happens to the Kibanja holder, where the Kibanja holder also has to first consult the landlord before selling off the land, you know. And there is also protection whereby actually you cannot just evict a Kibanja holder from the land unless maybe they have failed to pay nominal ground rent. So that is that in that manner that kind of protects the Kibanja holders, of which the landowners feel like they have been deprived of their rights to sell, to pass on their interest of land whenever they feel like, you know. In the constitution, if we are to look at the laws of Uganda, in the 1995 constitution and the 1998 land act appears to grant both Milo owners and tenants perpetual land rights, creating ongoing tension and conflict so much, you know. The legal definition of tenant rights is seen as restrictive and lacks legitimacy in the eyes of Milo owners, leading to widespread forced evictions. Many landowners sell to buyers who possess either the military power to forcefully evict tenants, the ability to manipulate the legal system, or the resources to provide inadequate compensation that fails to reflect the tenant's lost interest. Those are, like, for example, the cases you're working on in Chirandongo, you see, where we see that now Uglies or Kirandongo Sugar has evicted people, you know, off land, and this land was actually sold off by a known someone who actually allegedly framed himself to be the landowner. You get me? So that is one of the reasons as to why actually we see that there is an increase of land evictions in the central region more than in the other regions of Uganda. To foster a harmonious relationship that accounts for both the economic interests of landlords and the secure tenure desires of tenants, a more realistic and balanced approach is needed. We can also all see that the current legal provisions have proven unworkable and tenure relationships have deteriorated further. The landlord-tenant relationship outlined in the 1998 Land Act, which aims to restore conditions of the pre-1920 era, has failed to address the inherent tension between landlords and tenants effectively, which is something I feel like we should actually, the government should actually look at to see that we work upon it. Other regions that are being highly affected by land evictions are those where customary land tenure system is dominant. Customary tenure is being increasingly fragile. We know that while customary land tenure system is equal to other forms of tenures in Uganda, per the law, you and I can agree, Eunice, that in practice, it is often accorded a lesser status than other forms of tenure. For example, in cases of disputes, statutory rules and forms of evidence often triumph our customary rules and evidence, adversely affecting those who subscribe to custom. The legitimacy of traditional leaders and institutions is increasingly being challenged as citizens seek out the authority of statutory institutions to administer land and resolve disputes. I'm very certain you can agree with me on that, Eunice. The fact that some local leaders are increasingly making decisions to advance personal interests and at the expense of the needs of their communities has further weakened the legitimacy of traditional authorities. As a result, it is becoming harder for traditional institutions to perform their role, including implementation and enforcement of customary rules. The role of registering customary land is also becoming too long, making it harder for people to register their land. And you find that the people that are actually being affected by customary land tenure system are actually poor people in the village that may not even probably afford to register their lands to make sure that they have legal interests on their land. Thank you very much.
Thank you for elaborating more on land evictions, their causes, and you cited some laws, but the person tuning in would like to know, what are the causes of these rampant land grabs or evictions?
Thank you. The major causes of land evictions in Uganda are the large-scale agriculture projects that are happening in Uganda. Let's give an instance of in Chirandongo. We are seeing Chirandongo Sugar evicting people off their land only to grow sugar cane. You get it? And it has led to a lot of hunger crisis in that place. We have seen Uglies Partners Limited evicting people off their land, making people homeless. You know, there is a loss that has happened, like a lot of land evictions have actually occurred because of the large-scale agriculture projects that are happening in Uganda. We have the mining sector. Look at Karamoja. People no longer have land, you know, because of the minerals that they have. There is a lot of land evictions happening in Karamoja because people are after the minerals. The government is after the minerals, you know, and it has affected a lot of people because of that. In that regard, we look at infrastructure development. A lot of projects are happening in Uganda. We have the Eco Project. You know, that oil pipeline project is very, very, very dangerous to the environment and to the people. But still, the government is not looking at its effects to our environment and to the people. It's after the profits it will make out of their project. let's look at, we had a case that we handled in the complaint, the Kawala, the Lubiji Infrastructure Development Project, you know, that led to eviction. It was about to lead to eviction of community members of Kawala community, you know, and KCC never wanted to actually compensate those people because they knew this is a government project and these are people that cannot actually fight against the government, which we feel like this is really unfair to the people of Uganda. I mean, if the constitution says that the government actually holds land on behalf of the people of Uganda, and the land belongs to the citizens of Uganda, it is so absurd to see that we have actually Ugandans that are homeless, you know, because of these projects, investment projects that are actually happening in Uganda apparently. We have urbanization. It's one of also the reasons as to why we have there's a high increase of land evictions in Uganda. We have weak land laws, especially land acquisition laws, like especially now if to look at, we have been discussing about issues of customary land ownership, where you can find that most people haven't actually registered their land because they are poor. These are people in the village. Some of them are even ignorant about how to register their land. You get me? And that is why we're actually here, to sensitize them about how best they can register their land, and they have legal interest on the land, which gives them a better ground to advocate for their land rights, you know. Historically, we have the historical injustices, the colonial and post-colonial era. This has largely affected the Milo tenure land system, you know, and we are suffering because of that, you know. The connection between the landlords and the Chibanja holders or the tenants is a bit, it has become, the landlords feel like it's a bit restrictive, and it deprives them of their right to land. That is why they keep on hiding behind, they become absentee landlords, and they keep on selling, passing on their interests on land without even notifying the tenants that are on the land, which I feel is very unfair, and I feel we need to sensitize people more about these land rights so that they're able to fight for their, to advocate for their rights properly. We look at the customary land disputes we have talked about. Apparently, you find that like a person that has a land title on land has more say, you know, extremely more say than any other person that is having maybe communal land, you know, ownership or interest on the land. That's why you find that the laws that are governing registration of land are taking advantage of this, and they're giving these investors land behind the backs of community members. And then people will come with titles, you know, like verified titles to show that they own the land. Okay? So this is really affecting, and because these community members probably do not have a legal interest, where probably they actually went and and probably registered their land in one way or another, you find that this investor will actually succeed in the case, probably in court, because they'll be having a title to show that we own this land. You get me? Mm-hmm. So that has really, 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 really largely led to land evictions in Uganda. So far, those are the points we feel like are the ones actually leading to land evictions in Uganda, though there are some other reasons as to why also there are land evictions in Uganda.
Ms. John, thank you for those insights you've shared with us today. And we've come to the end of our episode today, the first episode of our program, Know Your Land and Environment Rights. But in the next episode, we'll be focusing on understanding Uganda's national land laws and tenure systems. In this, we will provide listeners with an in-depth look at the legal framework governing land ownership and usage in Uganda, helping you understand the rights and how to protect them. In our key points that we'll cover in the next episode, we'll look at the 1995 Constitution of Uganda, and under this we'll focus on fundamental principles of land ownership and also citizens' rights to own land and protection from arbitrary deprivation. And we'll also look at the Land Act, where we'll focus on provisions regarding ownership, tenure and management of land, and also mechanisms for land dispute resolution. We'll also look at recognized land tenure systems in Uganda, where we'll focus on customary tenure, leasehold tenure, and freehold tenure, in addition to Milo tenure. Thank you, Ms. Joanne, for sparing time to share with us these useful insights on land and environmental rights. And I also highly appreciate to And I also highly appreciate whoever is tuning in. You're doing a very great job. For those that may have questions or would like to participate, you can reach out to us on our WhatsApp number on 0745-965765. Or you can call us on our office line on 0414-697221. However, the answers will be provided in the next episode. But I also implore you to follow us on all our social media platforms. That is on X, we are at Witness Radio, and on Facebook, we are at Witness Radio Uganda. On LinkedIn, we are at Witness Radio Uganda. You can also email us on our email report@witnessradio.org. Thank you for listening. Till next time, stay tuned.